We were discussing how things can make other things treif, or milchiks pleishiks, basar b'cholav, or whatever. We spoke about hot things getting mixed up, kli rishon, kli sheni, iri kli rishon, davar gush, those things we that are in a kli rishon impart their taste to the entire thing that falls into it. Kli sheni, under certain circumstances does, under many circumstances doesn't. That's yes, that's the shaila. Okay, so now there are other things. Okay, now there's an idea of solid things. That was mostly liquids. Now solids. Solid foods that one is treif and one's kosher, or one's milchik and one's fleishik. Okay. If they're put one on top of the other. Okay. So if they're both hot, then usually, okay, the taste from both of them goes into both of them. And if it's milchiks and fleishiks, it's asr because of basar b'cholav. And if it's what's it called, treif and kosher, the kosher one becomes treif. If one of them's cold and one's hot, so we have a rule that tatoa govar, the bottom always has a greater influence on the top than the top on the bottom. So if the food on top is cold, so it can't have any influence on the food underneath it, right? Because it's cold. But the food on bottom is hot, then the bottom one puts its taste into the top one completely and asses it completely. So again, it could be 60 times as much, it would make a difference, but basically the taste is imparted into the whole thing. And if therefore if you have treif hot meat and you put a kugel, cold kugel on top of it, the treif taste goes into the whole kugel, the kugel becomes awesome. Okay, it could be that if the kugel is 60 times as much as all the meat, it could be that in the end it'll be mutter, but under normal circumstances, the treif permeates the entire kosher thing. If the bottom thing is treif and hot, and the top one is cold, surely if the top one's hot too. Okay. Okay.
Is there any seichel to that top and bottom?
What?
Is there any seichel?
Yeah, usually because heat rises. Okay. One second. That has a qualification, though. And that's the following. If they're two solid, dry foods that aren't fatty, then the taste only goes, if the bottom one is hot and the top one is cold, it only goes a what's it called? Kedena tila. Take off a thin, what's it called, strip, and the rest is okay. But if it's fatty food, liquids we're not talking about, so totally dry solids, then what's it called, the bottom one imparts a taste in the top, but only the bottom layer. So if you cut off the bottom layer of the kugel in that situation, but if either one is fatty, the case I gave you with the meat, usually we consider meat fatty, it's not, that's, and even other dishes are many times, if you don't know for sure, they're not considered fatty, they're considered, once there's, either one is fatty, the taste goes into the whole thing. Okay. Now, if you have hot food on top of cold food, okay, so then the taste doesn't go all the way in, because like we said, the bottom cold thing is the main thing, and the top one is not the main thing. So then the taste only goes kedei klipa, the outer, a thin outer layer, and if you take off that thin outer layer, the rest becomes okay.
So what's the difference between netila and klipa?
Netila is a thicker thing, and netila is a is not just a thin layer, like a skin. Mm-hmm. It's what's it called? It's like an edzba.
You can't give the reason
Right.
Over here, of the heat rising from the cold that's on the body.
No, it's the opposite. Since it's hot,
yeah.
it's enough to aser kedei klipa, uh-huh. But it won't aser more than that. If the bottom one was hot, right, then it has a koach to aser more than kedei klipa. Okay. If they're not one on top of one on the bottom, they're both side to side, then lemaisa whatsoever. If they're both hot, they touch, both hot, they put their taste, what's it called, into completely. If one's hot and one's cold, there's a machlokas, and that kedai eskashai. Okay. Two completely dry foods. Okay? One's kosher, one's not kosher. One's milchik, one's fleishik. Dry completely, and they touch each other. Okay? You have foods in the refrigerator, and they're one's milchik, one's fleishik. And they're completely dry. Okay? Then it doesn't, you don't have to do anything. They can't impart anything, nothing rubs off. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to wash the two foods. There's no problem with that. But really, you don't do that. You don't put milchus and fleishik together, touching the same thing. But if that they touch, there's nothing you have to do. If one of the foods is damp, okay, so then you have to wash them both off. You have to rinse them off if they're damp. Then it's possible that part of the food went on one or the other. If the foods are fatty, cheeses that are cooked cheese or whatever, then it's not enough just to rinse it off. You have to scrub it if it's possible to scrub. If not, then one was milchik and one was fleishik and they're fatty and you can't scrub them, then they're also yeah.
He's talking about if the foods actually touch each other, what if they're like in a pan or something? You're talking about
Two
on top of each other.
Cold pans that touch each other cold.
Yeah.
Don't make that. No. Okay.
And what about if they're hot or one is hot?
If they're both hot and there's no liquid, they also don't ask for each other. Two dry pots, one milk cooking in and one fleishik, they happen to touch each other, they don't, nothing, no problem, unless there's some liquid between them. But dry pots don't impart any kind of flavor one to the other, even though what's inside of them is that they touch in the place where both of them are dry, then there's no...
If you can't scrape off, you could cut it off.
What?
If you can't scrape off,
yeah,
you could cut it off.
We're trying to get... Right, you don't have to cut off anything, really. You just have to scrub it to make sure that the fatty... That the same thing goes if you touch things. Right. A lot of times kids have greasy hands from meat and they touch milchika things. Or they have greasy hands from pizza and touch fleishika things. Then in those situations you have to scrub off the... right. And in situations where the things are both wet and it could be that it absorbed and that washing it and scrubbing is not going to help because it got absorbed into the thing, then it's even worse. So in those kind of situations, you have to ask a shayla. But if the things are totally dry, they don't answer each other, they just touch. If even one of them is damp, you have to wash it off. And if they're fatty, then you have to scrub them. And if it's a chance that they absorb, they were cooked things, or the things with a lot of crevices, right, where it just doesn't affect the outside layer, but it gets absorbed into the thing itself, right? Then it's a much bigger shayla. So it really depends on the material.
Saying that instead of going through the tech of scrubbing, if you cut a piece off, why wouldn't that be good?
In the case where it didn't mamish absorb into the whole thing, where scrubbing would help.
Yeah
the mustama, cutting off an outer layer would help too. Yeah. Okay.
With all of these things, it doesn't make a difference, like... If it, what the container is, it's a...
What do you mean with the container? We're not talking about containers, we're talking about foods that touch each other.
The actual food
right,
directly.
Right, right. Containers that touch each other, that are cold, right? Containers that touch each other that are cold, then you just have to wash off the container. They don't affect the food inside at all. If you have something with milk in it, you have a milk bottle... And you have whatever, and you have container of meat, and the two things touch, there's nothing at all. Nothing to do anything. They're both cold.
The heat that we're talking about is Yad Soledad.
Yad Soledad, that's what we spoke about the first time.